Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's take a road trip, shall we? Pack the snacks. We're going to Provincetown.
In the very center of town is the Pilgrim Monument, a 250-foot granite tower that you can see from almost anywhere, like a pin on a map, marking where you'll find me and all the other gays this summer.
That is Mitra Kaboli, and you just heard a bit of episode one of her new podcast, Welcome to Provincetown. Mitra and her co-producer, Emily Foreman, followed some P-Town summer and full-time residents as they navigate the highs and lows of living in this seaside community. From a Black trans street busker named Star to an older, long-term resident named Jay, the series explores the reality of life in Provincetown in the present and also in the past in a sound-rich, deep way. Mitra Kaboli, host and co-creator of Welcome to Provincetown, joins us now on the line. Mitra, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Ben Riskin, who is co-founder of Roomtone, which helped create the podcast. He's been a P-Town summer resident for over a decade. Ben, joining us. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Mitra, I know, and we'll get into this more in a little bit, you were excited and curious to go live in P-Town for the summer of 2021. What makes it special to you?
Well, Provincetown is a really, really interesting place. You know, it's full of like performers and writers and just like all kinds of people. And it's this idyllic kind of two-street beach town. In the winter, it's so quiet, sleepy, you know, only like 3,000 people live there. And in the summer, the population just explodes to something around 60,000. And I was just really curious about what that meant for a place. And, you know, given that it's kind of this like really iconic queer haven, I was just, you know, really interested to find out what that place had to offer, you know, visitors, the people who live there, and myself, you know.
So, Ben, you've lived in Provincetown in the summers for a number of years now. And I'm curious, like from the very beginning, the first summer you got there, were you thinking, oh, we gotta do something on this? Or was it only recently that you thought, oh, there should be a podcast?
Yeah, I've been coming up for, this is my 15th summer. And 15th. I think for me, I've always just been so enamored by the people I meet here, by the friends I have here. And, you know, the whole town feels like a stage. And so when I came up here, initially, I actually wasn't working in audio. Several years later, you know, as Jay says, in one episode, I came out as an artist, let's say, and started working in audio. And it felt like something immediately that I wanted to work on was finding a way to reflect on the lives of the people that live here and the people that work here.
And Mitra, the people that live and work in Provincetown, the people both, you know, long-term residents and summer people that you focus on, they are full, complete characters. I'm going to play a little sound for our listeners. I want them to start to get to know people in the podcast here. So this is, I'm going to play a little of Kaya Kristal. Now, Kaya is a drag queen singer, performer, who's been performing in Provincetown for the last few years, but picked up major steam in the summer of 2021. And here Kaya is talking about their grandmother.
I modeled myself after my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother, all three very strong, very independent, unapologetic Black women who know how to dress. Like Sundays were head to toe a complete look, and nails were on and lashes were on and hats were done, and you know, the shoe was a sensible church shoe, but like that is the goal. So that when I'm walking down the street, people aren't like, oh, look at that drag queen. They're like, oh my God, look at this beautiful goddess of a being that is gracing us with her presence.
And just to note, when you first see pictures of Kaya, you are like, oh my God, here is this goddess. So was it a case where you had to go looking for characters for this podcast, or were they everywhere, Mitra?
It's a little bit of both. You know, before I got to Provincetown, I had heard about Kaya, and I kind of had a feeling that I wanted to, you know, spend some time with her and get to know her if she was interested in having me follow her around. Everyone had kind of said she's like the it girl of the summer. I was like, what does that mean? And I was curious to find out. And Ben introduced me to some other people. You know, we meet Sunny, who's kind of, you know, just in P-Town for the summer and trying to have kind of a carefree time. And then, of course, we have Kristen, Ethan, and Stacey Starr, who are part of Summer of SAS, which is a queer youth work program. And so Ethan and Stacey were there for the summer to live and work for the summer, you know. And I was really, I was interested in, you know, what that meant for, you know, young people to come to Provincetown who had maybe never heard of it.
Okay, so I you picked up on Sunny, and we've got some great sound here from Sunny. And this is a piece where you're beginning to tell us Sunny's story. So we're going to hear both Sunny and a little bit of you, Mitra.
We just came off a really tough year. I had not the great, like, I know I'm not unique in this, but it was a really tough year for my career. Like, I have to pivot after a 13-year career with an organization that I love and now figure out something else that I want to do.
He got laid off from his job at the YMCA, where he'd been working since he was 16.
It was just a very out of the blue way to find out that I don't have a plan anymore for my life. To have that kind of just like snatched away out of the blue was just, I don't know, it was really hard.
So Ben, Mitra said Sunny was there to have a light, carefree summer. People come to Provincetown for all kinds of reasons, and that is so thoroughly captured by the various characters. Stacey, who Mitra mentioned, Ethan, who Mitra mentioned. Talk about that a little bit.
I think that Provincetown has always been this safe haven, this place that feels, you know, it's 50 miles into the Atlantic Ocean. It's the very end of Route 6. The road literally peters out into sand. And it's this place that feels totally safe. It feels where it's a place where you feel represented, or rather that I feel represented and that many other people do. And consequently, a lot of LGBTQ folks come here to heal, to change something in their life, to get away and just have a carefree time. And consequently, you get all of these very interesting people here going through various different stages of their lives. Later in the season, you'll meet Brian, who is an assistant harbor master and going through a divorce. We'll learn a little bit about how Provincetown took care of its own during the AIDS epidemic. And it's the whole goal of the show was to reflect that real wild diversity of people here. It's not just diversity in the sense that there are LGBTQ folks, but that there are individuals going through a variety of different things in their lives and finding solace in this beautiful and isolated place that lets them get through it.
So, Mitra, I'm so glad Ben said that, because one of the things we really wanted to ask you about, your journey becomes part of this podcast. And it's a little weird to play sound of someone to someone, but the language you use here is so important. So we're going to play a little bit of your own musings from the podcast.
I, too, feel like I'm in a state of transition. A few years ago, I made the decision to leave the safety of the straight side of my bisexuality behind and fling myself fully into the unknowns of a queer life. But I hardly know what that means or what my life could look like. This summer, I was hoping to unlock the secrets of growing old and gay, unrestricted by the norms of a straight life.
Did you unlock those secrets, Mitra? Did you accomplish what you wanted to for you while you told these stories?
Well, I mean, that's a good question that I fully don't have the answer to yet, but you will have to listen to find out. I mean, I did, you know, I had kind of like a big gay summer in a way that I'd never really had before. And it was just so enjoyable. You know, I really enjoyed my time in Provincetown. And more than maybe, you know, my like quintessential, like, gay experience that I had there. It was just such a nice place to spend time. You know, I normally live in New York City, and it was just, you know, like, it was, life in New York can be a struggle. And just being in Provincetown, I was like, like I could exhale a little bit. And just, even though I was working all the time, it was just so easy. You know, it's everything is 5 minutes away. You know, you could just jump into the ocean for 10 minutes. And there was something about that that did change me in a way. I was, you know, now I'm thinking about what it is that I actually want in my life and what I value in, you know, my relationship to my sexuality and just what I want out of my life.
So I want to note, you said we'll have to listen to find out. The first five episodes are published, so and we'll have links on our website at radioboston.org for folks. And just to remind everyone, we're speaking with Mitra Kaboli, who is host a podcast and host of the podcast and co-creator and co-producer of the podcast Welcome to Provincetown, along with Ben Riskin, who's a summer resident there and co-creator of the podcast. Ben, in your last answer to me, you brought up the history of AIDS and the way it's impacted the Provincetown community. And I'm going to hit two things here with that. This podcast also talks to long-time residents, right, who have built a life and the experience long-term of the LGBTQ community in Provincetown. And I'm going to play a little bit of Jay Critchley, who is one of the characters, the long-term characters, talking about AIDS. And for the studio, this is Pro-E. Let's play a little bit here.
Yeah, 1983 was the year that the Boston radio and TV stations were talking about what was going on in Provincetown with this gay disease. And they were showing images of empty beaches and, like, people were getting scared about coming here. I was working at a whale watching business part-time at the time, and I remember getting a couple of calls, people saying, are any of the staff members gay?
So, Ben Riskin, the history of AIDS and Provincetown itself are actually both characters in this podcast, at least for me as a listener. And was that built on purpose, or did it emerge that this was the fact as you guys sought to tell these stories?
I think it's a fact of living here that everywhere you go is the oldest something, or this used to be owned by this person who now does this, and can you believe they also said this to this person? It's a small town, and it has that kind of mix of history and lore, which I think is what makes a certain kind of magic about it. But when it comes to AIDS and when it comes to community care within among the LGBTQ community, I think that's a character in all of our lives, whether we're in Provincetown, New York, or, you know, Wichita. It's something that decimated our community. It's something that has, you know, been reflected in a variety of different medium where, you know, we see how this community came together and organized and took care of its own when the government decided not to. And consequently, it's part of all of our lives, including the younger generation that didn't live through it, including myself and the older generation of people who maybe lived directly through it or caught the tail end of it, or of the worst part of it. It's certainly still happening today, and perhaps to different parts of our community.
So, Mitra, earlier this week, we had a conversation about the Delta outbreak in Provincetown last summer. And one of the things that we reflected on was the way the community, because of its history of experience with HIV/AIDS, responded very quickly, understood how to prevent the spread of a pandemic, really were quick in communicating, supporting research, et cetera. And I juxtapose that to a theme that I hear from you a lot in the podcast about different worlds and sort of a lack of solidarity and shared experience in Provincetown. So as we go out here, I just want to hear you reflect a little bit on that.
Yeah, I mean, while I was there during the Delta outbreak, it was so interesting. You know, all of a sudden I'm fielding all these texts and calls from people I maybe hadn't heard from in a while being like, I heard you're in Provincetown. I hope you're okay. And, you know, I was like kind of on the ground, you know, I could see that, you know, the town was responding, even like tourists and visitors. I believe that it was like a group of tourists who kind of like organized themselves. They like realized that they got COVID and kind of made this like spreadsheet and contact traced among each other, and then shared that with like federal and state health agencies and really controlled the outbreak really quickly. You know, in a matter of weeks, it had kind of really kind of petered out pretty quickly. And you know, that was pretty, it was really amazing, you know, and the town kind of needed, they couldn't really have another summer financially like the one they had in 2020, you know, businesses were really suffering because it is seasonal and so much is riding on the summer economy there. And while I was there, though, I was just like, wow, people are really like getting this done. Everyone's wearing masks. We're all kind of together in this. And, you know, it kind of felt like there's no better place to be right now. There's tons to do outside. So I felt pretty well taken care of.
All right. That is Mitra Kaboli, who is host and co-creator of Welcome to Provincetown, along with Ben Riskin, co-founder of Roomtone, which helped create the podcast. He's also been a P-Town Summer resident for over a decade. Episodes 1 through 5 are out now. Again, you can find more information on our website, radioboston.org. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and we're going to go out for you here before the next segment on a little more from Kaya Kristal singing Alicia Keys's, singing Alicia Keys in Provincetown last winter.